Blessed is the man who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But the man who delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night, he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers.
A natural part of our organic relationship with God is the process of pruning. And just as a plant is healthier after pruning and has that revitalized growth that we long to see, so it is the Christian's experiences with growth, when unhealthy areas of our lives are trimmed and thinned. Though this process can be painful, the outcome is divine and beautiful. And as a follower of Jesus, we must see God's work in our lives as something that has our best in mind and His glory at stake. Ken and I are grateful that God is the divine gardener who has our spiritual growth as His ultimate goal in our lives. You see, God will use anything that happens to us to shape us into the people that He wants us to be. So if there's something in our lives that is unhealthy, God may want to prune it. If there's something in our lives that is good but not the best, God will probably want to prune it. So as we continue to worship God in these sacred spaces, may we see Him as the source of all life and be careful to just kind of remain connected to Him. We encourage you to grow deep roots that will sustain through anything we will face in life. We must receive acceptance, guidance, and love as a branch receives from a vine. Our prayer today is that we will make a conscious decision to welcome God's pruning in our lives. Join Him in actively seeking out things that are in our lives that He would like to effectively change. May God bless you as we worship today. Please know that we are praying for you in these days. And if you need to reach out to us, we would be more than happy to hear from you. Let's worship together just now.
Salvation Army, raise your voices. The founder's song tells the story of God's boundless salvation. But it won't sing itself.
Oh, am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. John 15:1-10.
Welcome to Whitby Online, my friends. So glad you could be with us today. Our last couple of weeks, we introduced a sermon series called Rooted. And this week, we're looking at a little bit of a painful process in that growing and gardening experience, the process of pruning. The first week, we looked at the soil and being planted. We planted seed in some good soil, some Swiss chard seed. The second week, we looked at growing, and those seeds that we planted, and I don't know if you can see this here, but they've started, they've taken root, and they've started to grow. These little seedlings that we planted. Now, we talked about sunlight. We talked about moisture and nutrients. Give it a little moistening again to keep those little seedlings healthy. And we talked about everything that is produced and given to us so we can grow and produce good, strong roots. Well, this week we're looking at pruning. I brought one of my pepper plants with me again, and we talk about pruning because we prune as gardeners to produce more fruit and more vigorous growth. At the top of a pepper plant, when it's developed from seedlings, it's three or four true leaves. You can pinch off the very top of the stalk. I'll do that right now. And what that does, it signals the plant, instead of growing tall, to bush out, creating more stalks and more stems and more possibilities for fruit. And in the middle of the in the side of the stems, you can see little other stems coming out, and they will grow into more stems and more leaves, producing more fruit. And you can see that by some of the pictures that I'm showing you right now. However, in the pepper, in the tomato plant, is a little different. The little stalks that come up between the seeds, or between the stems, are called suckers. They have to be pinched off and pruned away because they actually rob nutrients from that tomato plant and take away nutrients that could be used to grow tomatoes. They're called suckers. Well, last week we talked about growth and how it is God who brings growth and how we can all play a part in that growth process. This week we're going to be talking about another aspect of growth called pruning. Pruning, as it is defined, is to trim or to cut away dead or overgrown branches or stems, especially to increase fruitfulness and growth. Now, like many aspects of our faith, and our faith journey, pruning isn't always easy, but it's necessary in order for healthy and new growth to occur. To frame our time today, we're going to be drawing from Jesus' words found in John chapter 15, the first five verses. He says this, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I've spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, according to our scripture text in John 15, God's got a green thumb. God is the divine master gardener. Two things are communicated in the first verse of chapter 15. First, Jesus makes it clear that he is the vine. He wants us to understand that there's no life apart from him. Just as all the nutrients needed for a plant to grow travel through the roots, to the limbs, to the trunk and stem and leaves, so all we need for life, life to the fullest, comes by and through Jesus Christ. Second, the one who is responsible for cultivating growth in the lives of people is God. There's no other being who is more qualified to oversee the growth process than the one who is the author of life in the first place. God is the divine gardener, the master gardener, and he is an expert at facilitating growth. These two things are incredibly important to keep in mind as we talk about pruning, and it's crucial to remember who is behind it all. That's God, the divine master gardener himself. And he has the bigger picture in mind. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose, Romans 8 and 28. He has the gentle art of elimination and cultivation in mind. Now think back to our definition of pruning, to trim a tree, shrub, or bush by cutting away dead or overgrown branches or stems, especially to increase fruitfulness and growth. One of the main jobs of a gardener is to remove the dead, fruitless, or broken limbs from a plant. especially sometimes even on a tomato plant, the limbs and leaves that are closest to the soil. You want to remove those because sometimes, because it's touching the dirt, disease can enter in. Often a plant will be hindered by a dead portion of its branches because that dead portion gets in the way. Sometime a plant will waste energy and nutrients to help branches that don't produce any fruit, just like the suckers on that tomato plant. In our lives, we often have similar areas that are hindrances to us. It may be sin that needs to be removed. It may be discipline in our lives that we need to accept. It may be even something good in our lives that is distracting us from something that's great. The gardener will prune these things that we might have a better opportunity to grow and reap a bountiful harvest. If the earthly gardener is interested in the fruitfulness and healthy growth, just imagine how much more, and how much more so, the divine master gardener and cultivator of the entire cosmos is interested in the growth in your life. He wants you to grow. When talking about pruning, less can truly be more. The pruning that God does in our lives is not because he's mad with us and he wants to punish us. Actually, it's quite the opposite. According to Hebrews, there is a race that has been marked out for us that results in a heavenly prize. In order to run this race, we have to remove those things that will disqualify or hinder us from reaching the finish line. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and every sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set out before us. Now, this is not an easy and comfortable process, but in the end, as things are removed that aren't healthy for us, we find something more from life that we could not have found without his pruning, the pruning of the master divine gardener. A healthy connection to the vine is going to produce good fruit. Now, a Christian is someone whose strength comes by living in connection to Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23 speaks about 9 different fruit or products of the Spirit that should be a part of every Christian's life. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Think about that for a moment. Think about the fruit listed in that Galatians passage. These are areas that most every believer have some desire to grow in. I know I do. I want to be more fruitful. The only way these fruit are able to grow day to day in our lives is for us to remain connected to Jesus through full surrender and unwavering faithfulness to him. As we remain connected to the divine master gardener, he prunes away the unhealthy and fruitless parts of our lives, and we grow. Remain in him through adversity. Remember last week we talked about hardening off of the plants. They're buffeted by rain and sun. And by the wind, they get hardened off through adversity. They become more fruitful and they can really grow through adversity. So we remain in him through adversity, through trial and hardships. We remain connected to the vine, and remember, apart from him, we can't do it anyway. Spiritual growth does not and cannot happen by accident. The Christian life, my friends, is a process that we enter into when the seed of the gospel is planted and we open up our lives to God. To grow in faith takes intentional faith, intentional effort, fierce determination, and the unquenchable grace of God. It is true that God loves us just as we are, but it's equally true that he doesn't want us to stay that way. No. As we planted these seeds, I wouldn't want them to remain seeds in the soil forever. I would want them to grow, and they are growing. Praise God. What are some of the specific areas of your life that could use some pruning to allow for healthy growth to happen? Think about that. What are some areas that need to be completely lopped off for the sake of future growth? Are there areas in the past that you now recognize God pruned away in order for you to have healthy new growth? Remember last week that we said trust the growth process? Trust that God knows what he's doing, and even though the process of pruning can be painful, It will also be fruitful in the hands of the divine master gardener. My friends, let's pray together this morning. Our deepest desire is to grow in our relationship with you, God. Please search our hearts and know our minds and remove those things that will cause us harm. May your divine work in our lives cause us to be faithful followers of Jesus. May our roots grow deep into your love and give us a solid foundation for our lives. Amen. Now, my friends, if you're interested in what you've seen and heard today, not so much in the gardening tutorial, but about spiritual matters, about the pruning process, we'd love to connect with you. Look at our website, sawhitby.ca. Look there, send us a confidential email, we'll respond. Phone us if you wish. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to pray for you. May God bless you today.